does yes. this little thing where we talk.
Well, it has been, but it's been like that for almost a full minute. This is Jerking Off.
Self-gratifying Mavs talk.
With your hosts, Richie.
And Patrick.
A lot has happened.
Yeah, we kind of skipped a few weeks.
Yeah. Well, okay, I was going to get to that. Okay, so let's start tonight and work backwards.
All right.
First of all, I watched a game tonight that you did not watch, and I believe we've covered this before.
Yeah, what do you mean? Why I'm not watching it?
Yes, we did this. We did this whole thing.
I whined about this before, yeah.
Now, what is it that you was your complaint?
You can't get the Mavericks on any local station.
No, that wasn't your complaint. What was your complaint? Why you canceled the TV service that gave you Fox Sports Southwest, ESPN, and TNT?
Why did I cancel?
I think you said this once before, but remind our audience, our growing
audience.
To save money?
Yeah.
How much money?
I was like $30 or so a month.
But let's be clear. You have a Mavs podcast.
Yes.
The Dallas Mavericks are your favorite team.
Yes.
And you get to watch them win?
I think there's 4 more games on KTXA 21. None of the playoffs will be on.
Why couldn't you have waited until the end of the playoffs?
Let's not get into that. That goes way back to me owning a business.
Oh, all right. I mean, can't you, like, cancel the... I'm looking around like there's something in this room you can cancel for $30 a month.
We probably won't last that long.
Let's start tonight and move backward. We played an uncomfortably close game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Terrible game.
No, it wasn't terrible. There were some awful. Good things that happened in that game.
Name one good thing that happened in that game.
Terry scored 21.
Well, okay, that's good out of context.
We had a good...
How many did he score, by the way?
21-ish?
3. Okay. Nice save.
That was nice. Yeah.
Okay.
I was checking the stats on the iPhone throughout the game. That was the last one.
Roughly what percentage do you think he scored of his points in the fourth quarter?
About a third.
50. Closer to 50. 11 of 23. So he is fourth quarter Terry again.
Yeah.
But... we beat the Cavaliers by 3.
Right, so Hollinger will slap our hand. I don't really care.
Well, do you think this bodes poorly in any sense?
No, I don't. Here's why. This was a huge trap game.
Mm.
It's an opportunity for Cavaliers to get their first win. After they've broken or tied the record for most losses in a row.
The Cavs are, tonight, they are playing not to end up in a Wikipedia article.
Exactly. We are on...
Now own it.
Right. We were on an 8-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing well. We've beat some good teams. We're at home. It had loss written all over it for me.
Win streak at home, worst team in the league.
Right.
Loss.
Yeah.
But we won. We did. It was a trap game.
And Dirk had a bad night.
He had a bad night and a weird night.
Yeah.
His whole demeanor looked weird.
Yeah.
Do you think we went into
a Valentine's Day coming up?
But don't you think we went into a little bit? I am honestly not worried about this game. Earlier, we had a much more animated discussion about it that unfortunately won't end up on tape. But I think we went into Lakers mode. That's exactly what this felt like. We weren't hitting shots. We were getting inside a ton. We were missing shots in the paint.
Yeah.
That's what...
she said.
Okay.
What was I watching when you came in?
You were watching The Office, the American version.
Right.
But it was a huge trap game.
Chandler had a decent game too.
Yeah, another double-double. Line,
yeah.
I mean, how many double-doubles does he have? That's fun to say.
Yeah.
Say it.
What?
Double-double.
Double-double.
No. Huh? No. That's nice.
No.
What?
It's not that great.
What do you mean it's not that great?
Double-double?
It's the greatest thing I've done all day.
What, say double-double?
Double-double. Yes.
How about double-bubble?
I wonder.
That's kind of fun.
Is there a game log?
Are you asking me or the computer?
I might. I might be asking the
basketballreference.com
computer.
Do you think they'd sponsor us?
I don't know.
Well, a sponsored site sponsor us. Yeah.
But anyway, he's had a double-double in the past, I don't know how many games. Several games in a row, Tyson Chandler, 25. Double-double. And, of course, we were looking at his stats before. Some people are saying all-star snub. However, his season stats,
right?
Not really, they're more actually in the Duncan range.
Right.
But if he had been doing this all season, we would be golden. So tonight, Cavaliers, they break the NBA record. They have now lost 25 games in a row.
That would suck.
How do you feel if you're a Clevelander? Karma is a bitch. God sees everything.
Yeah.
Does karma do now let me ask you this.
What did Clevelanders ever do, though? I mean, it makes you wonder.
Do the religions of karma and any sort of monotheism overlap at all? Karma is... Now, help me work this out, because I really can't remember. Is karma Buddhist or Hindu?
It's Buddhist. Yes.
Okay, so LeBron's statement, karma's a bitch, God sees everything.
Right.
A little bit contradictory.
Yeah.
Why would you say, what has Cleveland done?
I mean, they've got the Browns.
The Browns.
They've had the Browns leave them and come back and still be terrible.
Yeah.
The Indians.
How do they still get away with that logo that mascot?
That's where bad karma's from.
Bad karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's what LeBron was talking about?
I'm sure it was. He was thinking about how the plight of the Native Americans was really bugging him.
He seems very intuitive.
Yeah.
He seems like a real intuitive guy.
Yeah.
I think he picked up on that.
We may need to catch up on our catching up.
Absolutely. Beat the Charlotte Bobcats, 9 points. Good, solid win in Charlotte. Beat Boston in Boston by 4 points.
Really good win.
Great game. I thought we looked more on our game than we have since we lost Butler and Dirk for a time.
I didn't get to see that game.
What, so Boston?
On that one, yeah.
Okay. We looked really, really good. And Garnett, by the way. Garnett. He's
another thinker.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an ENTJ, probably. He is a thinker and a philosopher of British. No, with Garnett, you know, he is the heart of that team. He's got a lot of enthusiasm, shall we say.
Yes.
Not so affable. Not really the sort of guy. When you ask that question, name a celebrity you'd like to have lunch with.
Yeah, no.
I don't think Garnett comes up a lot. So Garnett, he plays the game I like. He dives for loose balls. Yeah. He sacrifices his body.
Yeah.
He makes millions of dollars, and he plays like he makes millions of dollars, which is what we want. We hate players that make millions of dollars and, you know, play like
Dampier. Is that what you want
to say? Well, no, I wasn't going to go Dampier, but we could just leave it there until we think of a better name. But Garnett, in that game, he gets in a tussle with who? 5'10" Jose Juan Barea.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
So Garnett, who already has a reputation of, shall we say...
Don't say thuggery.
No, not... Well, you just did, so yeah. Thank you. But of taking on people who are a little bit smaller than him doesn't really help his reputation in that regard.
No.
Pushing around a 5'10" Puerto Rican point guard. But then, did you not see that? The ref tries to calm him down, and he slaps the ref's hand away.
Oh, he did.
Not once, but twice.
Did he get a technical for that?
Nothing. Nothing from the league.
Wow.
Zero.
No fine.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well.
Methinks the league is, I don't think it's conspiracy. I think they're scared of Garnett. And I would be too. I mean, that guy will come to your house. But point being, he ended up complimenting Jason Kidd, maybe to overcompensate for being sort of a malicious dickhead in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good statement win. Beat the Wizards. The Hawks, I felt, was a good game to win. Rockets, nothing
good. Hey, Knicks. We beat the Knicks.
We beat the Knicks, but...
I watched the Knicks. That was the one I watched.
Okay.
And you skipped over the one game I watched in the last 3 weeks.
But what did the Knicks look like to you?
The Suns. Without Steve Nash.
Wait, who they got there running the point?
Oh.
Shit.
Starks? John Starks?
Felton?
I don't know.
Wow. We don't know anything.
They have Stoudemire.
We know they have Stoudemire.
They don't have David Lee anymore.
No.
He's
a Golden State.
They're about to get Carmelo, maybe. Broussard says so.
But the point is, his voice has been sort of prophetic in the past year.
Has it?
I mean, he was the one that called LeBron to the Heat first, I
think. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But no, I felt like the Knicks was a team we should beat, not a good team that it would be a statement to beat, because I think their poor competition has really inflated their reputation. It's just that expectations were so low for New York.
Right.
That the fact that Amare did anything without the help of Steve Nash was a miracle in and of itself.
Yeah.
But as far as the East, Celtics, Heat, Orlando, Bulls.
Yeah.
Do you really think the Knicks are coming out of there?
No. No, I don't.
Not out of the first round.
No. No, it was just a good, solid win. We played the game we were... Sure, we should.
Sure. Beat the Nets by one. A little troubling. Oh, back up. We actually went to a game, the Los Angeles Clippers.
That was a great game.
That was a terrible game.
Thank you, Ruiz.
Thank you, Ruiz, for that connection. But I thought a little tight for my comfort.
But that makes it fun when you're at a live game, if you win.
So the Clippers was actually the game we went to. But it was a fun game to go to, but I felt like two things really made it suck. One, we played a close game against the Clippers. Two, Griffin didn't even get a good dunk. He got one good dunk, and I was eating my chili dog.
Yeah.
When he made it. And then he didn't get any more cool, like, windmill dunks or anything.
No.
And we were right behind the basket.
We got to see Haywood throw him down.
We got to see Haywood commit his flagrant.
No, I enjoyed the game.
Well, I always enjoy the game. But, I mean, it was probably not the one that the Mavericks want to, you know, put up on the wall, so to speak.
Yeah, it's not better.
It's not a refrigerator magnet game. We're just refrigerators. I don't know where I was going with that analogy, but, you know, Nets before that went only one by one point. Good game against Chicago, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Lost by five. But before that, we beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
By nine.
Yeah.
Now, did the Lakers pull a Lakers on us?
I don't think they would. I mean,
We're the team they're supposed to take seriously.
Yeah, they would take it seriously.
I mean, don't they want some kind of validation from the sports media, from the fans who are all doubting them right now?
Yeah.
I mean, they keep trying to shrug it off. You know, Kobe came out recently and said, that's such a terrible way to say it. Kobe did not come out recently, as far as I know. He's still using and abusing women. But, he made some comments
right
recently about a losing streak doesn't bother me at all.
And really?
Then, yeah. And then he had to say the same thing again a couple games later, you know, and said he was essentially saying what some of the more overconfident Lakers supporters have been saying, which is, you know, wake us when they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I've got to imagine at some point when you're behind the Spurs and the Mavericks and you have a chance to put to rest some rumors by beating a good team,
yeah,
that you would do it.
Yeah.
And I think we got the Lakers on about best effort. How do you even gauge whether or not you've gotten their best effort? But
yeah,
you know, they wanted to they weren't win
that laying,
game.
Yeah, they weren't laying down waiting for us to beat them. So that catches us up. Oh, we have a new player.
We have a new player.
Stojakovic, which Richie is super excited about.
I don't know.
He loves this game.
First game tonight. He played his first game tonight.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of him.
No, he looked all right.
No, get no.
8 and 5? 19 minutes?
Yeah. 20.
Well, no, he didn't get quite to
20. He shot 33%.
Yeah, he should have been pulled out about 2 minutes earlier.
1 for 6 from 3-point. Trade him.
No, he's going to be good.
He's our
starter.
That's
a good pickup. It's a real good pickup.
I have to tell you, I'm happy about the rebounds.
Yeah.
They were.
Carlisle said he's a better rebounder than people give him credit for.
Carlisle said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 6'10". They were talking about that earlier. He's a lot taller than people usually give him credit for because
he's an outside shooter. He's a soft European outside shooter.
Exactly. Well, it's more that he's an outside. I don't know that anyone has ever doubted Dirk's tallness.
No.
It's that he's an outside shooter, so that people think of him as a guard.
Right.
But he's 6'10", so he can get in there, and he pulled down 5 boards. And no, I think he's a great pickup.
Yeah. He didn't cost us hardly anything.
No, I don't think he could come close to what Butler was doing or being for us. But
no, that's Marion's job to kind of pick up there.
Marion
and Terry and Deshaun. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
What is Brendan Haywood's job?
I don't know. I was surprised that he didn't get any minutes. I'm sure you were happy.
No. Was this happy? I'm not like cheering for Brendan Haywood to be to play below his abilities.
What did you tell me should happen this morning?
I didn't say anything should happen.
You said Mahimi should be getting Haywood's minutes.
I didn't say that.
I did not say that.
I said right now per 36 minutes. I stated a fact. I didn't assert anybody should be getting anybody's minutes. I stated a fact. I said Mahimi is playing better now, better than Haywood. That's all I said, and it is true.
Okay.
I'm saying that we are in a situation where we have a choice when we have minutes now. For backup center, put in Jan or put in Brendan. And right now, it's looking like maybe we should put in Jan. But that shouldn't be the situation. We should have a starting caliber center as our backup center. That's what was going to make us great.
Yeah. I think my guess is that at this point, Carlisle is going to going to make it a matchup decision on a game-to-game basis.
So tonight, Jan Mahimi gives us 11 points on 4 of 6 shooting, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. I did have 3 turnovers, 0 blocks. So, Haywood, no minutes tonight.
Yeah.
What is his psychology at this point?
I don't know.
You think I'm happy he doesn't play. I almost want him to play. I think he's going to get pissed off and play even worse.
Yeah, I don't.
Might pout.
Again, I don't think he's been pouting as much as.
Oh, he's got a pouty face.
Well, so what? I've got a scowly face, but I'm not really angry all the time.
I think I can tell.
No, you're taking what some media have said and projecting that onto him.
No. I know a pouty face when I see one.
Really?
You have you have kids. You should know what a pouty face looks like.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's pretty obvious. Well, my youngest son
basically
melts.
I'm going to find a picture of Haywood.
And melts to the ground. I've never seen Haywood do that. The thing that I read on Mavs Moneyball was that Haywood apparently has been working maybe harder than anyone else on the practice court. To me, that's not really pouting. That's trying to figure out what's going on with your game.
Mm-hmm. What is going on with this game?
He's struggling. Part of that's probably not having the same motivation he did last year.
Which was a brand new contract?
New contract, potential of starting.
Look at that pouty face.
Oh, it's just serious.
He was pouty.
Boubois looks more pouty than he does in that.
Well, that's not fair. He's French.
Yeah, okay. Maybe Haywood's French.
You think?
No.
Doubting it. Well, I
think there might have been a few things he said that were a little bit pouty. I think that the media wants to make a bigger story out of it than there really is.
I think that's true, and I think you want to believe that he doesn't have a bad attitude, and I think you're wrong.
I don't think he's got a bad attitude.
Well, one way or another, he's not giving us the production we'd like from him right now, and that might turn around. He might pick it up in the playoffs like he did last season. But at the moment, it's nice to have the luxury to say, well, let's put in Jan.
Yeah, and having Chandler just playing an awesome game right now.
Right, yeah. Although his plus minus was... the worst this
plus
what
minus.
Do you think of that stat?
I don't really understand what it is. I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't understand what it is?
I don't understand what it is.
It's what happens when they're on the floor.
Okay.
So if it's negative, they get outscored when that person is on the floor.
Yeah.
If it's positive, they score more than the other team when that person is on the floor. It's the differential in scoring when that person is on the floor.
That's more of a measure of lineup strength rather than individual strength.
Right, but the idea is that if you're contributing to the team's efforts, I mean, I think it's just crazy that, like, Dirk had a negative 10 tonight. I can't imagine that Dirk had a detrimental effect on the team when he was on the floor tonight. Didn't have a great game, 5 of 11, didn't get a lot of free throws.
He probably opened things up for a couple other players.
Sean Marion, who was having a great game early on, ended up shooting 5 of 15.
Yeah.
But those things...
How many times did he get to the line, though?
8 times.
Okay. You can go 33% if you get to the line 8 times.
No.
Why?
You don't have automatic license from me, and you shouldn't from anyone else to go to the line.
That means you got a lot of good shots that maybe got altered by a foul.
Well, no. Those don't get recorded as attempts.
If you get fouled, that's not an attempt?
I don't believe so.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about this, but
we'll,
I can check.
We'll research this for next podcast. We'll research it.
Coming up on the schedule, we have not the Cavs anymore. We have the Sacramento Kings. Should be a rollover. We're going to be in Denver and then in Houston. Those are going to be tough games.
Yeah, especially Denver. We never play well in Denver. At Denver.
No.
It's not a back-to-back, is it? Yeah, it is a back-to-back.
No, it's Sacramento and Denver are a back-to-back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Denver is the second night of a back-to-back.
So
I've already got the excuse built in.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah. You're like a really bad coach in training.
No, the thing is, I don't have to be a coach.
You should, though. Aren't you going to, like, coach your kids when they get...
Seriously?
Into sports?
No. No.
It doesn't work.
They're behind the eight ball as it is, just given their gene pool, but having me coach them in addition to that? No.
Well, maybe, like, you know how to squeeze production out of them or something.
No.
And they have some sort of special...
No, I'd treat them the same way I treat the Mavericks. I'm like, oh, it's just a game. You're okay. You can go 3 of 5 or 5 of 15.
Oh, it's never just a game with the Mavericks.
You got eight free throws.
It's my life and death.
So... That's
it. What we got coming up. This is jerking off.
Self-gratifying Mavs.
Leave us a comment at jerkingoff.blogspot.com and we promise.